Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Alright, what's up? Mga katunay, Buck is back. Huh? Welcome back, Buck.
Nawala ba ako?
Nasaan ka, Buck?
Sa Binondo.
Alam mo, things that I've learned during Pride Month is that gender is fluid. For a while, Buck was Moto Bucks. And then ngayon, balik siya sa regular old Bucks. So... And it is episode 103, Tunay na Rider. It is part of our celebration of inclusivity, love, and acceptance. It is our Pride Month episode with Cal, also AKA Nocturnal Thunder.
And Diamond.
And Friday nights, ano? Pag Friday nights, ano?
Jaya. That's Jayamond.
Jayamond. Oh.
In the middle screen, we've got our good friend, Gaki Moto. Thank you, Gaki, for bringing prizes and pasalubong. We really appreciate it. And then we've got Erica Fernandez from the Litas Manila, a.k.a. the Titas Manila, a.k.a. Elitas Manila.
No.
The Litas Manila.
That's what they had name on it. Nocturnal Thunder ang alias ni ano ni Cal. Kasi yung pagkarinig daw ni Monzit, Nocturnal Thunders daw.
Ay,
ang baduy ng joke.
Pwede, I like that po yan si Monzito.
Si Jolly, ang galing mo ano. Si Jolly, ang galing mag-ventriloquist.
Naghahang yung webcam ko. Teka lang. Uy, teka lang. Bago tayo mag-start ng ating episode, iba may ano, balita ko magkakaroon ng isang napaka event sa Sunday.
Ano na naman
care
yan?
Care of BMW.
It's not care of. Actually, it's organized independently of BMW.
Just let na naman me... yan.
Oo nga. Si Jolly hindi nagbabasa.
Hindi ako nagbabasa.
Do we have that, ano, that image? That
poster, I poster, ganun.
The image of Cal?
With a ride. And it's going to be this Sunday, 7 to 10 a.m., June 26th, at 270 Lifestyle Lounge, Seaside Boulevard, Moa, Pasay. Join us as we pay tribute to a great friend, someone who's helped grow the motorcycle community in the Philippines. And somebody who supported me in a lot of my crazy rides, Gil Balderas.
Yon.
Yon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Start okay, na tayo sa atin. Teka lang,
alright, so yeah. Wait. Welcome to the show, pal. Thank you for being here, Gaki.
Thank you.
Erica.
Thanks for having me.
Yes.
I've learned in the last couple of weeks that it's good to introduce myself. I'm Eva Bernardo, and my pronouns are he and him, and sometimes hoy. maybe we can go around and share and what names. I like to be called Eva.
Sorry, is
Cal?
It me?
Cal ba?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Cal. She and her address as she, her. Nagiging them pag... Nagiging them or...
pag naulanan?
Nagiging them pag marami.
Nagiging them at day pag nasa kama.
All right.
Also known as Nocturnal Thunder, Jaya and Jayamond on Friday nights. San Gcash, thank you po.
Of course, we've got QR. Gaki.
Post ko yung QR mamaya at the end of the show. Thank you.
Yun.
We've got our good friend Gaki Moto.
Wait, Erica first. Sorry, my internet is wonky.
All right, we've got our other good friend.
Nag-iisip ng bagong linya.
Erica?
Yeah, hi. I'm Erica. You can also call me Rix. I'm known as Rix Fern on Instagram. And sometimes he... Just kidding. No, it's she and her.
I got shocked Mamser. There. No.
Sometimes I am Mamser.
Mamser. Mamser is the best inclusive term.
Kulit lang oh, Mamser eh.
Mom, sir.
And yes. Mom, sir.
Oh, Johnny.
Yeah, I'm working now, right? Me now
yep,
first?
Yep, yep.
All right, so I'm Gaki, and it's a Hershey, like the chocolate. So. She, her. Take a pic.
Buck.
Oh, I'm Buck Pago, referred as Hehers.
Jolly.
Nico, guess.
Well, ako rin hindi ko na-gets eh. Walang point
oh,
eh.
Jolly.
Pero, like, hello, I am Jolly. I would like to be referred to as he or him. Maniwala ka o hindi.
Alright, the whole point of this is really, it may sound, ano, it may sound elementary or like grade school, but it's really about normalizing these things, right? So that people feel included and people don't assume things. And I think that's why we have this episode. Our last episode was with
Becky's of Sierra.
The Becky's of Sierra. Are there fun terms for lesbians? I mean, I'm gonna say that straight out. I mean, like Becky is such a fun term. Right?
Tibbs.
Is that Tibbs. Can we Tibbs? the Tibbs.
I don't know. But sometimes people just say that.
All right. Before we jump in, I'd just like to ask about what bikes you're riding now.
Ayan. Cal na first.
All right.
Cal. Bobber Goldine, a Harley Davidson Iron 883 Hard Candy Custom. I also have a Rusi Custom. It was built
Iron Machina.
By Iron Machina, yes. Bilets Negra. And then
ayan, I featured that on my blog, Cal, diba? You took me there.
Yes, you did. Mm. And of course I have the Yamaha Mio. Hindi po yung joke. Totoo po yun.
Totoo yun.
Totoo
yun. Yeah, we kinda got bashed on TikTok kasi Cal.
Yeah.
Like I asked her, what's your motorcycle? And then she brought her Harley. And then she goes, Yamaha Mio. And then she giggled.
Oh,
and then,
I remember that.
Oh, my God. They were like all of a sudden saying that. And we were like, I was like, that's because she has one.
Okay, I have a question. Yeah,
I do.
The saying, yeah.
I have a question. And a good, happy guy a friend of mine, a little bit older. I worked with him, and I told him about our episode. And he goes, uy, tanong mo, bakit Subaru yung tawag at saka Yamaha Mio? I don't know if this is just a term that gay guys use to describe lesbians. Like, ay, dai Yamaha Mio yan. Have you never heard this?
Oh, no. Never.
No.
Have you? I only heard of the Subaru just because it became a fad in the US with the lesbian community there. So they all started buying Subarus for, and it started, I think, with the L word, Dana.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
I don't really know, but I think it had something to do with that. I don't know
if they don't know what you made it how.
Dapat yata Ford at saka ano, Jeep.
Yeah. I do like my Fords and my Jeep.
Chal. Jeep.
Okay. So you've never heard the term Yamaha. Stereotype.
I don't understand the Yamaha. Baka you made it the thing, pal.
Baka you made it. I was the originator. All right, Gaki, what bikes do you have now?
Okay, so I've had my Kawasaki KSR 110 for like 12 years now.
Forever.
Then I have a Ducati
Isn't
Scrambler.
That sorry, huh?
No, she got her own. Hers is manual, mine is semi-automatic. I have my Scrambler. It's the one that's in chrome rose gold. Loves it. And I have my BMW F900R, which is like my Ironman bike. Because it's red and gold, you know, cheesy that way.
Matching with the helmet.
Yeah, matchy-matchy. It's always matchy-matchy.
Erica.
Yeah. So my first bike, which is still with me, is a 1979 DT100. It's a two-stroke. She still runs. Old faithful.
Badass bike.
And I have a Husqvarna, Svartvillen 401.
Ooh. That's a pretty bike. The Svart, sa subsob yun. Ako hindi ko kaya yun.
Hindi subsob yung Svart.
No, that's
the... Ayun, bit yung subsob. The Svart is the one I can handle.
Yeah, it's not subsob. It's pretty fun. Yeah.
Kyle, we should add that to our vocabulary. It's not subsob.
It's not subsob. Okay. So what is Pride Month? Anyone?
Erica.
That's right. All of our questions go to Erica.
Yeah.
Erica.
Nasa row 4 ako ng classroom eh.
Ano? Basically, Pride Month is a month where we get to celebrate or go a little bit more extra and celebrate what it means to be diverse, more specifically, to be part of the LGBTQIA community. So, many times, because we feel like we're part of a marginalized society or sub-society, it's basically the month where we get to honor our difference, our differences.
And celebrate our differences, no?
Yes. Come together, celebrate, and honor our differences.
And this is the first time that you're organizing a ride.
It's not, the second time, the but time. Officially... Yeah. This is the first time we are inviting more than our circle of friends to do it.
Yeah. Because initially we did one in 2017 and we were just making a lot of noise and riding around with a flag like that. And it was just us friends. But this year, a couple of people had gotten in touch. One, a lady from Vespa Lady Riders, and then MotoVec. And we decided, hey, you know, since there's more of us this time, let's make it official. So you can expect Pride Ride Manila to happen in the years to come. We'd like to invite y'all to follow us on social media. So at Pride Ride Manila on Facebook and Pride Ride MNL on Instagram. Yeah, there.
All right. If you want to be an ally, please follow Pride Ride Manila on Facebook and Pride Ride MNL on Instagram.
Pride Ride Manila in Makati yan, diba? Tsaka ano, Pride Ride Manila South.
No, kasi the Beckys of Sierra are coming from the Sierra Madre. Yeah, mm-hmm. So we have a lot of different riders coming in from different parts of Metro Manila. So, yeah.
And we were talking about this yesterday, mm-hmm. no? Yes. And speaking of the Beckys, you were saying that there were from a percentage wise, in the Pride Ride sign up, majority are lesbians and very few gay dude riders, right?
We are very well represented. Yes, that is true.
Excellent.
Oh, it's happening on June 26th. So it's a Sunday na. Red Pete, it's on Sunday.
Speaking of Pride Ride Manila, before kayo mag-ride, check out nyo muna yung Ride Manila sa Makati. Buy your safety gears.
That's a very nice segue.
Kulang yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. Do
I
very
show
smooth.
My bag? I'll bring my bag from Ride Manila. Kriga.
Grabe. Spoiled si Buck ng Pride Manila. Ng Pride Manila. Because lahat ng gear niya for his Himalayan trip was Ride Manila.
They've got really good gear.
Oh, it's the best.
Yung ibang gear niya hinadam sa akin.
You have pride. Really good gear too.
Yun yung pride na part.
All right. So no, going back, why do you think your sect is more represented than, let's say, and we've got Motobex in the crowd also in the comments.
Hello, Motobex.
Motobex, you can comment. But
as opposed to gay dude riders.
Yeah. Me, I think like because it's like motorcycling is a little bit gendered, like certain people think it's a guy thing. And yun. So I don't know.
Yeah, Erica.
Oh, think of it as convenience sampling. So it just so happens that a lot of the women who end up riding bikes are a little bit more boyish than girls yeah. who prefer other hobbies.
Yeah.
And so out of convenience, this is the kind of sample you get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I guess it's kind of, in a way, how you soggy, right? How you... A big motorcycle is kind of a manly thing, cisgendered, heterosexual, male thing. And it's a form of expression. But there are women riders also, but not as many as straight male riders. So you could actually look at it in a kind of multiverse kind of perspective, no? Does that make sense? And tell me if I am being crass or insulting. I don't mind being called out.
No. Yeah, I think like I've always had guy hobbies, and I was always the son my father never had. Like, you know, he enjoyed cars and I enjoyed the cars with him. And you know, every like your parents would be like, why are you into such guy things? You know, it's such a gendered thing. Motorcycling is just, people think it's only for guys. And it's not. Like, there's a lot of straight women. There's a lot of lesbian women also. Yeah, I just think it's just put in a category that's for guys. Like, you know, like when you get a toy for a kid, you get them a car. Yeah. Like, I mean, for a guy, or, you know, the whole giving them blue things, or like guys are not allowed to wear pink, that sort of thing. So there.
I was also thinking... Is all right. So again, going back to our Motobex episode, our Becky's of Sierra episode, it was kind of crazy. It was kind of chaos, right? It was a lot of fun. It was very loud. It was just.
It was a lot of tits.
It was a lot of cleavage. Way more than I expected, but there's nothing Go Becky's. They were super loud and proud, right? And here, we're a bit more chill, right? We're more relaxed.
Akala mo lang yun, nag-warm up lang tayo. Wait lang.
Nag-warm up pa lang. All right. Just a few more drinks.
But wait lang.
So are lesbians loud and proud?
Yeah.
Or are they just kind of like cool and proud?
Cool and proud. I like that. Cal is loud. Her motorcycle is so loud. Like,
you hear me coming.
She was so proud.
Yo! You hear her coming a mile away.
How do your neighbors hear you coming when you're on your motorcycle?
Two blocks. Mm-hmm. Yeah! It's true! Like, I've heard her, and I've like ran to the street and be like, Cal!
Cal's coming!
Where are you going?
Yeah.
Love it. I'm,
oh my. Yeah. This is the first time I've ever blushed on this on 290 Rider out of 103 episodes. I'm literally blushing. Take a deep
it's okay,
breath.
Eva. It's okay. Calm down. Tranquilo.
It's just the cat. You know? It's just the reflection.
All right.
Jolly, intro na kita si Ibang ganito.
What, Jolly?
Nakita lang si Ibang nagkaganito.
All right, so going back.
All right. After the puff of
compose myself. So, I'm married, and we did our Valentine's episode with Buck and his wife, and me and my wife, and Gaki and Sari.
Yeah.
Buck's wife does not want to ride with him. And Buck has to get visas and make paalam because, you know. It... Now, I'm wondering, how about Erica and Cal? Do you have partners? Do they ride?
Yeah.
Do you have to make paalam?
Well, speaking for myself, of course, yes.
Yeah, Erica, yes.
I do have a girlfriend, and she is not allowed to ride with me by her parents. And I respect that. It's totally a risk thing, and, you know, it's not for everybody. And mostly because her parents used to ride. Well, her dad used to ride, and, you know, na accident sila. And so, you know,
you're not getting backridden anytime soon.
Well,
so she's not, she doesn't
backride. Don't ask, don't know.
Top or bottom? Kidding.
I'm not gonna last this episode. I am not going to last this episode.
Let's
this
go. Is
a kaya pa iba.
And okay,
I reserve my right to self-incrimination. Ako na next race ko.
All right.
What is that neck brace? What the hell?
What's her name? I'm just kidding. I'm not going to name her.
Okay.
You might find me dead in a ditch tomorrow.
GMA? Are we talking about GMA?
Fine. Thank you. So, plan my funeral for me, Gaki.
All right. So, okay. Going back, do you have to make paalam? Is it hard to make paalam to get a visa to ride? Erica?
I can ride myself. But I can't bring my significant other along. It's just, you know, if I do, it's, you know, I shouldn't, basically. I will not.
Yeah. She shouldn't say on camera.
All right. Okay.
How dare you?
There, you cannot.
I can take my friends on, that's fine. But it doesn't have to be my significant other, you know.
What about you, Cal?
Yeah. What about you, Cal? Tell us.
Sabay.
No,
next
wait.
Question,
Cat,
please.
No, wait.
To repeat this, the right to self-determination.
For the record, Cal always has selfish ass bikes.
Yes. First of all, Cal cannot back ride.
Final sentence.
Cal cannot back ride. She has no pillion seat.
Lahat ng bike niya pang solo lang.
Mm-mm.
So
pati
I had
Mio, may ano eh, may nakapatong na eh. Hindi na pwede.
Pwede naman sa lap.
Ano ba?
Pwede sa lap.
Pwede, oh, pwede sa lap. Oh,
kandong dapat.
Don't give her ideas.
You can say whatever you want,
pre.
Cal.
Init. Tsaka hindi yan nagpapaalam.
Si Cal.
Yeah, no, yo. Cal, do you make paalam? Tell the truth.
Yeah, Cal, do you make paalam? Because every time I ask you to ride with me, you're like, I need to ask. I need to make paalam.
To who?
Kanino.
Oh, that answers your question.
No. Wait.
Ganon, ha?
Yung tanong kasi, yung tanong kasi, kung...
She's stuttering, grabe.
I'm not the only one blushing now.
Yung tanong kasi.
Kung meron, may kailangan na ipaalam. Depende kung sino nagtatanong, kung single ako or what. Then iba-iba yung sagot. Labo.
Depende kung cute. Ganon.
Oo, oh, ganon.
Yari ka.
Oh my God.
Okay.
yung bikes ko, walang back ride. Puro solo ride yung bikes ko. Dahil gusto ko, I want my someone na kaya rin mag-ride. Na kaya makipagsabayan.
Or kanto.
Hindi siya yung hindi. Ayoko siya yung nagbaback ride. Kasi parang,
yeah, you don't want to take her a ride. Yeah.
No, I'm not that kind, diba?
Equal.
Gusto ko, yes. Gusto ko, my world and your world, go tayo.
God!
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Francesca Grace as Mescal Calma.
Okay. Want to know what Tunay na Rider's secret tool for podcast success is? With all the different things we're juggling, and add the hassle of editing, it's a lot of work. That is until we found Pod Machine, the one tool that powers it all and makes it way easier. Have you always wanted to start your own podcast but didn't know where to start? Well, now you do with Pod Machine.
Pod Machine is the most affordable podcast subscription service that helps you with your podcasting needs. They've got everything from audio production, graphic assets, and marketing/growth support. Now you can focus on what matters the most, creating great content for your listeners. Sign up and get a free episode trial. And once you've experienced how Pod Machine can level up your podcast, sign up for as low as $49.99 for 4 episodes a month.
But wait, there's more! If you use our code capital TNR, you get 1 free episode credit upon subscribing. What else are you waiting for? It doesn't matter if it's just a hobby or something bigger. Pod Machine has got your back every step of the way. Head over to podmachine.com right now and sign up.
That's another good point. Like, Buck and Jolly, they nagba-back ride sila sa isa't isa. I've seen it.
Not by choice, Ibe.
Okay, so by choice, it was on my motorcycle that you broke. So it was by choice.
Si Jolly nagda-drive, so siya nakasira.
So my point is, my question is, like, I'm not comfortable back riding. No, I want to be the one in control. So kung nag-aangkas ako, well, one, I feel bad for the angkas rider because ang lakas, ang bigat ko and ang mahal ng gas ngayon. But two, I'm not comfortable. So it seems like all you three are more comfortable being the driver and not back riding.
I'm comfortable back riding. Honestly, I don't mind.
I would ride with Gaki and Kel. I don't mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen how they ride. Now, if it's someone I don't know how they ride, that's worrisome for me.
I've taken you for a ride, Erica. Remember?
Yeah. You almost hit my knee. I remember.
That's interesting. That's really interesting.
Oh.
Because the only time I would back ride, probably Jolly or Buck, or I would be the one like riding Pillion, would be if like my bike broke down or I needed to get somewhere and sila lang yung ride ko. Like, I wouldn't be comfortable really. Like, uy, tara Buck, takay-tay tayo. Let's go. Like, I wouldn't feel comfortable doing that.
Well, there are some people naman. Well, I don't know. For different reasons, we don't feel comfortable or whatever. Like, if I had to ride with Karen, I think I'd cry. But I'd have no choice.
Kennedy?
Karen.
Okay, we won't say which Karen.
But I think I know which Karen.
Karen is an amazing writer. Grabe.
You know, I rode with my cousin once before. He took me to Angeles and it took like less than an hour. Never doing that again. Yeah. So that's a classic example of never doing that again.
So it's not a question of gender. It's a question of like aggressiveness and speed.
Yes. For me, that's what it is.
It's a question of safety also.
Safety. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. That's part of it.
Yeah.
All right. Bak Jolly, feel free to jump in.
No, sige lang, Iwa, nag-enjoy ka ba dito?
Ang hirap ng English eh.
Yeah.
Sanay kasi ako sa Hindi at saka Tagalog.
Oh, sige. Tagalog na lang tayo.
Tagalog.
Tagalog tayo. Yeah.
Do you have a sub-sub bike? Mga ganun.
Hindi nga Tagalog yan eh.
Sub-sub.
Pasub-sub.
Yeah. Ay, ako. But yeah.
All right.
Hindi, na-curious ako din eh, yung na pagdaanan nating topic kagabi. Hindi natin natapos to eh. Yung, bakit maraming gay bars, pero wala namang mga lesbian bars?
Oh.
There's lesbian night.
There's lesbian nights. Yeah.
I feel like gay is an umbrella term. So you have
for
gay,
everyone.
Which could be... Yeah, it could be like, I'm gay, you're gay, you know, but it's an umbrella term, I think. Yeah. That's how it is.
But so, all the gay bars I've gone to, like when I hang out with my
friends. Why are you going to gay bars?
Because I've got a lot of gay friends. Yeah. Gay guy friends, right? Oh. All of the gay bars, and when I was younger, because I don't like going out anymore, like Piggy and Library all of these places in Malate. It was mostly guys in that gay bar.
Think it's because like I've gone to like bars and I just rather talk to my friends about my feelings and, you know, watch TV, hang out at home.
Netflix
like,
and
I
chill.
Like a place, yeah, like where Netflix we can talk, which is why also like breakfast rides work for me because then there's a lot of chismes and, you know, instead of being like, hey, what's up? You know, like shouting.
Ha?
Oh, diba? Mahirap yun. Yeah.
I can relate because I'm more of a coffee shop speakeasy kind of person than a loud bar. Unless, you know, a band is playing that I like Flying Ipis.
Oh, you know.
Yeah.
How about you,
yeah.
Cal? What do you think?
About?
Why do you think there are more like gay guy bars.
Gay bars.
Or why is it like mostly gay dudes that go there?
Yeah, this is good to hear from Cal because she's in the nightlife industry. She's a DJ.
Yes.
DJ si Cal.
Kaya nga Nocturnal Thunder eh.
DJ Khaled.
I guess in nightlife, I did notice, yes, mas madaming gays that are out there. I don't know if I'll get in trouble for saying this, but I believe they have more. They actually are more a little bit more outgoing. Like Yaki said, it's more about for the ladies, for the lesbians. It's more of intimate settings. Talking about their feelings. That I believe that's one of the factors. One of the many, but I think that is actually a huge chunk of that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but
it's not like like I was just saying also, there's the hookup apps for gay men are more prevalent. Like Grindr is a huge thing. But the lesbians, I mean, there are apps, but nobody uses them.
hindi pa ako nagtatry ng ganong apps. Paano ba gamitin yun?
Me neither.
Let me show you. No. But like, also, like, I don't know also, but for me, say, for example, like, the physical aspect is not as important. Like, I want to get to know someone, and it's hard to... what am I trying to say? No, I mean, like, I don't just, I'm not going out to hook up for sex. Like, I need to know somebody and get to know them before, you hook up. Based on my experience, I'm not saying that all gay men are like that, but I know Motobex I have lang. A lot. No, not Motobex, but I know a lot of. I know quite a few gay guys who don't want to be in relationships simply because they want to hook up a lot. Well, and sexism,
I feel like it's easier for them to hook up without getting into relationships.
Yeah. Like.
Uy, ano lang ah. Nag-flex lang si Monzit. Ano daw?
I can see that.
Chismisan sa Cardo. Yabang mo, Monzit, porque tanalo ka lang ng Cardo na libre eh.
pero totoo yan. Chismoso yan si Monzit eh.
Mm-mm.
Monzit, I get all the juice from you.
Talaga?
So dapat, lahat sa mga nakikinig, pumunta na kayo sa Ride Manila at bumuli ng Cardo para update kayo lagi, updated kayo lagi sa mga latest Moto Chismis with Monzit.
FOMO ka kung wala ka kang Cardo.
Oh, hindi ka updated.
Even Cal got a Cardo.
Yeah, because if you're not on Cardo, ikaw yung pag-usapan ng lahat.
You can't sit with us. Kausapin mo sarili mo.
You can't sit with us.
Ibabalikan.
It's time for me to upgrade. So I've got like 3 of these that I'll probably let go of soon.
Yung sa akin na Cardo or black.
Yeah.
As black as my heart and soul, ganun.
Ako, I tried to paint mine gold eh. Pero pangit ng gawa ko eh.
May stickers na.
Yeah, I saw. But after I did my project of like painting it with like a Plastidip, which was
so nakita ko yun sa stories. Pero madali naman tanggalin yung Plastidip.
Yeah, I just peeled it off. But, ayun.
Alright, so going to mga long rides. And so I'm going to be going out of town and with somebody from my office. And he's a gay dude. And we're going to be sharing a room para mas tipid. And I never really thought about it. But after we were chatting last night, I was thinking, and maybe Jolly, when we do long rides, we share rooms. No, sadly, because they're not as representative, there aren't that many of them. Like, we're lucky to have a friend like Motobex, who I would gladly share a room with. But I wonder, is there any kind of bias between like the same way heterosexual cisgendered males have towards gay dudes in the female community? Like, have you ever gone on a long ride? But though it's a minority of women riders, no? But somebody's like, ayoko, tibo yan. Has that ever happened to you?
Bitch, please. Then don't share a room with me.
Nakikita niyo ba yung face ni Erica? Parang...
It's never happened to me. Never happened to me.
Have you ever experienced any kind of bias from street women?
No.
Yes.
So it's really guys or the assholes.
Yes.
Erica said yes. Wait, Erica has something to say.
I don't think it's generally like during long rides or whatever, but I used to play soccer. And there were definitely biases when they would have to pair you up with different, with one of the other girls who were not straight or who, even if they were gay, mamaya pag-usapan kayo. So it was very difficult to juggle either way, damned if you do, damned if you don't. Parang ganun. Because the other girls would talk about it.
But I guess it's not as... Because since Gaki and Cal, I don't think, have that kind of... that much exposure to that kind of bias. It's more common talaga with guys, no? That kind of judgment and that kind of fear of gay dudes.
Alam mo, iba yung nga, no? May ganun klaseng, tingin ko may ganun klaseng parang inequality, no? When it comes to gay dudes saka gay girls. Kasi, like, isa pa sa yung like last week's episode, yung mga tinanong natin ng ating mga guests na parang how did they come out? Pucha, ang mga reaction ng pamilya nila, violente eh.
Yeah.
Whereas, ako lang, hindi ko lang alam, baka kasi limited ang aking experience.
Let's ask Erica, Gaki, and Cal.
Yes, po.
So?
Sobrang saintly naman. Sobrang mabait si Cal ngayon. Ah.
So?
Yeah, in our last episode, when the Beckys of Cher were sharing, many of them had very difficult times coming out. No, did you ladies ever experience that?
Go Cal, you can start.
My coming out story. Sorry, my coming out story.
Oh God, Cal, you make me blush so much.
Are you okay?
Yun pala yung weakness ni Iba, no?
Okay ka lang, Iba. Kaya pa.
Yeah. Kaya pa. Konti na lang.
Kaya okay. Pa. Kaya pa.
No, but story, I shouldn't.
You shouldn't.
No, I shouldn't blush because this is...
Si Lucky, ulul kal mabait? Question mark, question mark, question mark.
Ulul mo rin! Lul mo mukha mo, pendehita. So I told my folks. So they were like, oh, this is ganyan, ganyan. We were discussing some family matters. And eventually my folks, my dad particularly, is there anything else that you want me to know? Sabi ko, I like ladies. Sabi niya, ah, tagal na namin alam. Ah, okay. Anticlimactic naman itong mga to. Bye!
Kala mo, big news, big alam news.
Alam mo, bakit? Wala eh. Parang, tagal namin alam yun. Ah, sige, okay, thanks, bye. Diba, parang, pangina, tinago, tagal-tagal ko pang tinago, queen no pala. Okay. We set! Diba? Yeah, we know. Tagal na.
Key. That was easy. That was fast.
Yeah.
how old were you?
College pa ako noon, kalehiyala, char.
Gaki.
Mine was I was because I'm bisexual, so I'm okay dating men and women. And one time I guess I was just hanging out with Sari a lot, taking her home. And my mother was like, are you dating Sari? Like, random. And I go, yeah. That was it. That was it.
Walang bangat, anak. Walang ganun.
No, not even. And then, also, like, how I came out to the rest of my family and friends was on a close-up campaign. Yeah, so I just posted a photo. Me and Sari with our two KTM Dukes and posted it, and people didn't say anything. So, game.
It was a close up, like,
love
commercial.
Yep, they had a campaign for celebrating Pride also.
Wow.
Or love, that love is love. And there, we were.
And this was very recent.
2019. Well, I mean,
yeah, yeah.
2019, yeah. And then actually also at my father's funeral. That's when she met my family for the first time. It was like, hey, everybody, this is Sari. They couldn't say anything because I'm old and I really didn't care. That. No, I really didn't care, you know, what people had to say. It was really just like, I'm happy and deal with it.
Like Modo Beck said, love is love, man.
Yeah.
Hashtags good vibes because we bring you not just one, but two amazing shows. Push Bets Live and Push Most Wanted. Hashtag feel good sa masayang kwentuhan at fun challenges. Be inspired sa words of wisdom at inspiring stories ng inyong favorite celebrities. Mapapakinggan nyo na kami sa Spotify, Apple Podcast, and other podcast streaming platforms co-produced with Podcast Network Asia. Join us sa masayang kwentuhan, kapamilya.
All right, Erica.
Kabla.
There was no hesitation of acceptance from my family when I mustered up to finally come out to tell them. And I came out like when I broke up, I had broken up with my ex-girlfriend when I was studying abroad. And they basically told me, like, you know, that's not important. What's important is that you pick yourself up the horse. And, you know, because I was like, didn't you hear me? I'm gay. And they were like, no, that's okay. You just need to keep doing what you're doing, you know, study hard, get good grades, and, you know, come back after, you know, summer.
Wow.
And so the hard part there was me accepting myself, I think. That was the most difficult part. And so that was majority of the battle, because I thought that my family wouldn't accept me. But, you know, you'll be surprised. Some people, you know, will continue to surprise you.
That's really inspirational, because the thing I guess I've learned is that the scariest part is it's like a roller coaster, right? It's right before you get on when you're waiting in line to get on that roller coaster. And once you're on it, you're like, okay, it's done. I've told them, and it's not as scary as you think it'll be.
Yeah.
That or you three have uniquely awesome families.
Yeah.
Which is maybe a mix of both.
Shout out to my fam.
Sure, ang question ni Motovex was, how do you handle an answer pag sinabi sa'yo na sayang naman ikaw? I think that's one of the questions that kind of annoys.
Mas sayang ka. Joke.
Girl, masayang ka. Oh. Girl, boy, masayang ka. Sorry naman. Diba?
So, even if I was straight, I wouldn't date you.
Yeah, right?
Okay. How do you handle an answer pag sinabi sa inyo na sayang naman ikaw?
Oh, Erica,
Tagalog lang,
that. Please. Ah, kahit straight ako, hindi kita i-date. is that correct? No, that's wrong. Wait, it's not in Tagalog.
Pero minsan okay, yung mga
tito
yung nagsasabi nun, di ba?
Mga boomer
nagsasabi.
Although I believe I have a good comeback for that.
Go, Cal. Let's hear this, Cal. In Tagalog.
Mas pipiliin kong magmahal ng tao ng totoo kaysa magmahal dahil yun yung hinihingi ng marami.
Wow.
Lalim naman.
That was so deep. Can you translate?
What the hell?
Gawa tayo ng ano?
Sayang mo mukha mo.
Nung videogram iba yung sinabi ni Kyle.
Yeah. Wait.
Code card.
Hold on. I'm gonna zoom in on Cal.
And say it again.
Pakiulit.
Wow, parang nanibago ako na. Mas pipiliin ko magmahal ng totoo sa taong mahal ko talaga kesa magmahal dahil yun yung hinihingi ng karamihan. I thank you. Thank you for that wonderful question.
Now, what other irritating questions do you ladies get?
Oh.
Who's the boy in the relationship?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any boys in this relationship.
You know what I don't like? I'm clearly gay. What they say, when are you going to get married to a man? You know, family, they like to ask that. Kailan ka ba kakasal? My boyfriend ka na ba? Bitch, I'm gay. I actually answered that one time to my Lola's brother.
Oh my god,
you said
so you're
ooh. Yeah. But in fairness, I had like a few too many whiskeys. So
liquid courage activated.
Anong reaction nila?
They just smiled like this. And ignored everything I said. Like,
oh, you know, boomer move.
No, what if they're like, no, boomer really, move. When?
Paano?
Was it like that? No, really, when? Parang,
does not compute.
Then I just
does
walk away.
Does not compute.
Pinaka-ayoko rin yung pag sa kasal, pag may pinupuntahan tayong kasal, I don't know if you guys encountered this. Pag may pinupuntahan kang kasal, sabihin nila, parang, oh, ikaw na next yung papakasal, ha? Sa yeah. simbahan.
Nakakainis nga yun.
I don't know. Oo,
may nagsabi sa yun nun, Jolly?
Oo.
But that sucks also for straight people, honestly.
Kasi maniwala ka o hindi ba ako rin lalaki sa pamilya namin.
I'm like, yeah, nope.
May
I also don't like
for that. Eh.
Oh, no. Pero I think it's part of the Filipino culture na ganun eh. Yung may parang lahat ng pamilya may obnoxious tita.
That one tita. Yung ganun, pag ginagano
na. We should have a group called the Obnoxious Titas of Manila.
The Obnoxious Elitas Titas of Manila.
Ang clap back ko dyan is pag ano, inaabangan ko pag may ano, may lamay.
Holy shit! Oh, magka-clap back sa lamay. Ano ba?
Oh my God, ang dark.
Wala nga. Hindi ko alam kung anong ibig sabihin nun kasi
alam ko na parang alam ko na patungo yun
ah. Nasusunod.
Alright,
Erica, it's a wake. I'm so sorry, it's a wake. Syempre weddings they tell you, oh, you're next, ha? Pero pagdating sa wake, when it comes, oh, you're next then, ah, you're next.
Thank you for your general
love it.
Don't test me.
Napaka-savage yung clapback.
Thank you.
And the question is, how to become an ally? I want to ask you, ladies, starting with Erica. How can someone, cisgendered, male or female, become an ally?
I think it just all comes down to one word, and that's respect. Mm. And I think that even if you don't understand or you don't fully agree, as long as you are able to respect someone else's difference and their point of views, I think that that's enough.
Yep.
Yeah. What she said.
What she said.
Yeah. Ditto, correct. Yep, very good.
Oh, good job, what about you, Gat?
No, I meant it. What she said.
It's yeah. a perfect word. Cal, is there anything you want to add? What she said then.
Yeah, respect my opinion. Joke.
Okay.
Moto Bexel, ang tagal ng sagot ni Erica.
All right, and ladies, thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us. And,
I just have one more question.
Yes.
Hindi pa pala tapos.
How hard is it to find love?
Parang pang-February yung ano mo eh. Tanong eh.
Inet?
No, because I just want to say na for cisgendered people, it's already difficult, right? And we're the majority. And then Bianca, this is actually Bianca's question. She asked me last night after you ladies left our pre-prod, and she goes, that is it difficult? Because just for, I don't want to say normies, but for people like myself, Jolly, and Buck, it was already a challenge finding the right person. Luckily, Buck and I have, unluckily for our partners.
We don't find love. It wasn't hard. Loves us.
It wasn't hard for Gaki.
For me, it wasn't hard.
How about you, Erica?
Happy. Very happy. Erica? Diyan mahirap.
Erica? Easy.
Stop it.
Erica?
It's easy to find partners. It's not easy to find someone you jive with for the long haul. I'm big on long relationships. So I've had a series of many long relationships, but you know, it's either it works or it doesn't. So I'm similar. I don't really have an answer for that, but I'm still pretty looking. Happy where I am. So
okay. Good enough. That's a great answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about you, Cal? Parang Cal is pinching her lip. Like,
yeah, Cal. What about you?
What? Pipigil si Cal. I don't want to answer this.
Mahirap.
Say something.
Mahirap agad.
Guys, mahina internet ko.
Kay Cal kasi. Mahirap mag-filter. Madami. You know, I guess it's hard to find true love, right? Easy to find.
Mahirap.
All right, Bianca, you have your answer.
Yeah. Yun yun.
Oh, right now. No, tutuloy mo, Cal.
Yun mo, full screen mo ulit.
Sandali, ha?
Yeah. More coming. Grabe, story.
Bakit ako?
Wait, repeat your quote. And play some music.
Maala-ala mo kaya. Sorry. Mahirap maghanap ng someone who you could really create a connection with. It's easy to... I think it's easy to get in a relationship, but to actually keep it in the long haul is a different story. It's like buying a bike, getting a new bike, and then maintaining it. Two different stories.
Copying my answers, huh?
Galing. And I love that answer. You.
Madali lang bumili ng motor, yun yun.
Yeah, madali lang bumili ng motor.
Mahirap bumili ng gas.
Mahirap bumili ng... Yun.
We're
trying to make it like bit in the question.
Alright. Ladies, is there any last words? Any words of wisdom? Anybody you want to thank?
Last words.
One more invite for Pride Ride Manila happening on June 26th. That's this Sunday at 8 a.m. at Pereyamoto District /deuces.coffee. And if you want to join this, we have a lot of raffle things happening also then, but you have to be registered and vaccinated. Just kidding.
Just kidding. Anti-vaxxer, but si Gashi.
But you don't
know.
So invited kami ni Bakit ni Jolly. Pwede kami.
Oh, of course. Yes.
Right. I'm down. I'll be there. 8 a.m. And I'll see you ladies there. Register na tayo. Bak, Jolly.
Hindi sumipot, boomer.
All right.
Hindi sumipot, obnoxious tita.
And also I'd like to thank Gilly. For the helmets, man. Super appreciated. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Gaki, for bringing over those helmets and supporting our show. Cal, Erica, anything?
Yep, that's it. See you guys on Sunday.
Pride Ride.
See you on Pride Ride. And Cal, your QR code, your GCash?
Yes, one moment. I-generate ko po. On duty po ako tomorrow, 9 p.m.
Sure. As nocturnal right. Thunder.
And that was this episode of 2-9 Rider. Next week, Buck is going to be talking about his great Himalayan ride. Buck, do we have some friends coming over?
Next week ba yun?
Oh, patay. As usual, we'll figure it out.
Malalaman natin kung may pupunta.
But definitely, Buck will share some of his awesome adventure in India, riding in the Himalayas.
Nice.
Respect, love, happy Pride Month, and see you on the Pride Ride in Sunday.
Yay, thank you.
Bye.
See you Sunday. Stay safe, guys. Stay safe.
Happy Pride.
Parang ano, looking forward to sa susunod kung pupuntahan ang funeral.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.